Mushrooms are becoming more and more popular, and we're not talking here about those little white ones your mother put in the tuna casserole. Specialty mushrooms are becoming the big business. And as reporter Rachel Gottbaum reports, the plans of a new mushroom producer have run into opposition in a community north of New York City.
On a busy Sunday afternoon, shoppers are packed in at Russo's Market in Watertown, Massachusetts. Russo's has been around for 75 years and is known for its good prices and wide variety of produce. That includes the mushrooms sold here. Tony Russo is the owner.
Over here we have portobellos, which come from Pennsylvania, popular products. We have some chanterelles, bluefoots, criminis, oysters, and enokis and maitakes. Let's see, we had some porcini from Bulgaria, but they're gone.
Russo now sells up to 60 varieties of mushrooms. Tony Russo says a lot has changed since his grandfather opened the business in the 1930s.
Well, we did have only white mushrooms. It was just white mushrooms in varying sizes. We had small, medium, and large. You know, that'd be white, that'd be clean, that'd be good. That changed.
Russo's customers have their favorites. Shopper Paul D'Souza was eyeing the chanterelles at $14.98 a pound.
Yeah, I used to use the plain white buttons, and now I'm using much more of these. The chanterelles are great, and I do a lot with oysters and stuff. The bluefoots are nice, too.
The market took off in the 1990s when one big, fat, ugly brown mushroom hit the scene. It was called the portobello. Phillips Mushroom Farms was the first company to introduce sliced portobellos into supermarkets. Kevin Donovan has been with Phillips for 21 years.
And then the portobello mushroom, when we saw how it was on the grill, when we got responses from people all over the country eating it in restaurants, telling us how great they were, we knew that the consumer was ready to try something different.
Phillips doesn't even sell white button mushrooms anymore. The company has become the largest grower of specialty mushrooms in the U.S., selling $50 million worth of their products to consumers each year. It's that kind of mushrooming demand that attracted Yukaguni Maitake Corporation to the United States. Yukaguni sells the majority of maitake mushrooms in Japan, a $220 million market. The company hopes for the same success here in America.
Potential of demand is great in the United States for maitake.
That's Kaz Kamiyama. He's CEO of Yukaguni's American division. The company wants to build a huge maitake mushroom plant in Sullivan County, about 90 miles northwest of New York City. The plant would be the first large-scale producer of maitake mushrooms in the United States. But some residents say, even though they like mushrooms, they're worried that this kind of mushroom industry will ruin their community. A few miles from where Yukaguni wants to build the mushroom plant is the Bashakil Wildlife Management Area. These wetlands, more than 3,000 acres of them, are protected by New York State. Resident Paula Medley is leading the fight against the plant. On a recent rainy afternoon, she took a stroll through the wetlands.
It's great, isn't it? There have been bear spotted around here, and there's normally a blue heron off to the right over here. It's really replete with a lot of wildlife.
Medley and her allies have been in and out of court for several years to try to stop the Japanese mushroom giant from coming to town. But the town of Mamakating has already given Yukaguni permission to move ahead. And Kaz Kamiyama of Yukaguni says the American palate is ready for the delicate and delicious maitake mushroom.
This could completely fit to the trend. And this maitake tastes terrific.
Although Yukaguni Maitake still has to get final approval from the state of New York to build its new plant, the company hopes to start selling mushrooms by the spring of 2008. In the meantime, Paula Medley and her neighbors are headed back to court to try to stop the spread of the maitake mushroom in Sullivan County. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.